Frank, we've learned two of the officers were newer to the force with just a few years of experience, but it was the most veteran officer on the scene that was in direct contact with George Floyd.
Derek Chauvin is the former officer in the video seen around the world with his knee on George Floyd's neck. He'd been with Minneapolis police for 19 years. Tu Tao is standing, facing the people watching, who are calling on the officers to help Floyd. Originally hired by the city in 2008. WCCO has learned the other former officers, Thomas Lane and J. Alexander King, were paired together, joining Minneapolis police more recently in 2019 and 2017. The department tells us that's not optimal, but it's not against policy. Chauvin has been involved in use of force situations before. According to a Pioneer Press article, Chauvin shot a man during a domestic assault call in 2008. According to reports, the man had reached for Chauvin's gun. And as we reported, in 2011, he was one of five officers cleared after a police-involved shooting in Little Earth. Tu Tao was sued along with another officer in 2017 for excessive force. The complaint alleges Tao threw the handcuffed man to the ground and began hitting him. In his deposition, Tao said he went through the police academy in 2009, was laid off for 2 years, and came back to the force in 2012. The case was settled for $25,000.
We have requested the personnel files for the former officers. We expect to learn even more once those are released. We have contacted the attorneys for each of the four men. So far, no comment, Frank.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you.
By now, everybody in the world has seen this cop murder this man. All on TV. And if it wasn't for the citizen journalists, the just people with a smartphone, this would have been covered up like many other incidents that have been covered up over the years by the thin blue line. And now law enforcement across the country is coming out and saying, oh, it's just one bad apple, it's two bad apples, it's three bad apples in the bunch. Most of the cops are good cops and they don't lie, they don't do any of this, and we just get rid of bad apples. Well, we're gonna show today that that's not absolutely true. Today on ED Investigations, this is Pork Chop. So the murder of George Floyd has brought out sheriffs all across the country condemning his actions. And Sheriff Lee Bone of my local Kershaw County Sheriff's Office wanted to put his 2 cents on the Facebook page. Look at this. The officers did wrong. That's a no-brainer. They were fired by their department. That was only the first step. I'm sure a lot more will happen to them in the very near future. I hope justice will be served. Now that's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, the old sheriff, he said they did a bad thing, a very bad thing. Well, that's a murder. It's a murder. That's not just a little bad thing. Why do you use that? Why didn't he call it like it was, like murder? But no, the officers did wrong. That's a no-brainer. They were fired. Or what? They should have been charged right there. You know, you can't tell me the sheriff would have not locked them up. What are you doing? Oh, y'all go home. Y'all just go home. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Now, he says, I see a lot of comments on social media about these bad cops. None of my fellow law enforcement officers are defending their actions. I mean, how could you? Really, huh? Not only are my fellow Leos refusing to defend their actions, they have condemned them, their actions. Thank you. I notice that little kicking at the butt. Thank you. That's kind of condescension. I see a lot of social comments in the media about these bad cops. Now see, this is the bad apple thing. None of my fellow law enforcement officers are defending their actions. That doesn't mean that they, you know, they won't cover up for other cops that didn't get caught on camera and that kind of thing. It just means that this particular one, oh no, that guy did very wrong. He goes on to say, I also see our citizens pointing out the fact that these few bad cops do not represent the entire law enforcement profession. Good cops need to continue support from civilians that we serve. Thank you. Ain't that nice? Remember the bad apple thing? Only a few bad cops. Well, you know what? If I put one bad apple, one rotten apple, down in the bottom of a big old basket full of apples, you know what I get? A whole basket full of bullcrap. A whole basket full of rotten damn apples. That's what you get. And how about if you got something at the top that was a bad apple, and then it rotted it all the way down to the bottom, because, you know, shit flows from the top all the way down to the bottom. Well, today we're going to show you how that works. Meet Lori Jean Ellis. This poor lady here was a resident of the local area, and she was 52 years old when she was killed when a South Carolina police raided her home at 11 p.m. in an attempt to serve warrants for failure to appear in court for an open container violation, driving on a suspended license, and bouncing a $219 check. Usually we call that kind of like poverty crimes. They're missing demeanors and everything, and you know, they ain't that big a deal. But here the cops went over there really late at night, and according to that, on the night Jean Ellis died, DNR officer Greg Lowry and deputy William Soule arrived at her home first, then radioed deputy Tyrell Coleman for backup. According to officers, they then rode Lowry's mostly unmarked DNR truck over Ellis's fence and around the back to the back of her house. Then they maced a dog. They claimed that they had called out to Ellis several times, but when she didn't respond, they ripped the back door open with an animal control pole. I guess because the dog was over there busy rubbing his eyeballs and everything, they had something that they ripped the door off of. I think they had a SWAT team or something. That's when they say Ellis fired a high-powered rifle at them, and they responded with gunfire. Lowry fired two shots, one missed, and one grazed the top of Ellis's shoulder. Coleman fired the fatal shot, which struck Ellis in the back of the head. You know, backwards, where she couldn't see or nothing. Ain't that something? The next day, Kershaw County Sheriff's Department spokesman David Tomley told WIS that Ellis had an extensive criminal history dating back to 1972. He told the TV company that officers knew of her violent past, so it was absolutely necessary to have more than one officer go out there. He added that the county's residents should be both thankful for the officer's sacrifice and grateful that they escaped the raid unharmed. Huh? That sounds like cop talk to me. Within hours, SLED investigators were on the scene in Kershaw County. The three deputies signed their statement at 2:20 a.m. in the morning after the raid. Lowry described seeing a puff of smoke from the barrel of Ellis's gun. Coleman stated that he saw a muzzle flash. Saul wrote that he heard a shot and would later say his face was less than 10 feet away from the gun barrel, and she fired what sounded like to him an SKS semi-automatic weapon, a weapon similar to an AK-47. All three officers claimed to have seen Ellis pointing the gun at them. You know that old semi-automatic SKS? That's a loud gun. I'm telling you, boom, that thing is very loud. 3.5 months later, SLED sent his report to Barney Gies, then the district attorney for South Carolina's 5th Judicial District. Based on SLED's report, Gies determined that the two officers who shot Lori Jean Ellis were in reasonable fear for their lives and therefore were justified in discharging their firearms and killing this woman. All three officers were cleared of any wrongdoing. Guys, incidentally, was later the defense attorney for Sean Gruber, the former state trooper who shot an unarmed motorist, LeVar Jones. Y'all remember that one a couple years ago down in Charleston, don't you? Later, investigations of this killing by attorneys for Ellis's estate revealed a number of red flags. The warrant from which Lowry went to Ellis's home that night was a bench warrant for failure to appear in court for an open container violation. But the biggest red flag of all was that high-powered rifle. Remember the one that goes bow real loud? That all three officers claimed they saw. The one that allegedly produced a muzzle flash and smoke and a really big boom. The equivalent of standing 10 feet behind a jet engine. But Ellis's gun wasn't no SKS rifle. It wasn't no AK-47 at all. It was a BB gun. And because it was a BB gun, it uses air and you can't hear nothing but poof, poof, poof. It's incapable of producing a muzzle flash, a loud boom, or a plume of smoke. In other words, they told a fib. They knew that that wasn't a gun. The state crime lab also found no fingerprints on the weapon. And it was a shellac wood from which it was made would have been conducive to the fingerprints. In other words, they'd have found the fingerprints on there. Then there was also plenty of evidence inconsistent with the officers' narratives. No shit, Sherlock. The bullet trajectories as calculated by the SLED investigators, then confirmed by others, rendered the officers' version of events next to impossible. In other words, they lied about it. And then there were questions of tactics themselves. Why'd they drive in a black, mostly unmarked DNR truck at 11 o'clock at night through Ellis's fence into her backyard, mace her dog, and rip open her door with her animal control pole, all to serve misdemeanor warrants for nonviolent crime? Makes one think, don't it? Well, all this led to a court case. Dolores Blakely versus Kershaw County Sheriff's Office. And you know what that led to? That led to an order. The court case went through and the order came down for a wrongful death settlement. That meant that the court found that, yeah, them boys did everything wrong and killed that woman. Wrongful death. Now, Barney Geese, who we just said, he refused to prosecute the people. Now why? Well, the sheriff works for the state, basically. The officers work for the state, basically. The judges work for the state, basically. Everybody works for the state and everybody's checking up on the state. So the state don't want to prosecute the state, and it's all about the state. It don't matter about you. And they get to decide whether they gonna prosecute somebody for a criminal penalty. And then the poor people that got shot and everything, their family has to go and file a civil suit and hire a bunch of attorneys and all, spend a whole bunch of money and hope they come out with that. And the state, see, this was a jury trial. So the jury trial in federal courts and all, as it went up through the chain, they had to settle. And so Kershaw County ended up having to sell. Let me see. Look at that. $2 million for police killing of a woman in her home. And now all these deputies. Let's see these deputies right down here. Oh, let's see. Tyrell Coleman, William Soule, and natural resource Greg Lowry. These fellas right here. Okay? So now, well, you know, the Kershaw County Sheriff, he says, oh, there's just a bad person here, a bad person there. Look at this right here. Oh, a woman shot and killed after a conference commission. Oh, look at here. This here is Tyrell Coleman. And guess what? This here is the Kershaw County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office. See the Sheriff's Office right there. And if we go down a little ways, we start to see the staff. Look at here. Oh, here's the training sergeant. Here's the Sheriff Leon Bone. And the patrol captain, Pat Boone. And, oh, who is this? The Major of Operations. Well, look at here, y'all. This here is Coleman Tyrell, Mr. Rock, the same fellow over here. So we see Tyrell Rock Coleman is the same one right there that shot and killed the woman. And then they all lied about it. And now Sheriff Lee Bone has got him as the head of their operations. A bad cop that lied all about this kind of stuff has been promoted to one of the head people at the same sheriff's office as Lee Bone. After his long stint at the Camden Police Department right here in Kershaw County, where Tyrone and him became friends. Now they both got brand new SUVs, big old $50,000 black Tahoes, riding around doing nothing because the Corona won't let them do traffic stuff. Is this a kind of, is this what you're talking about, Sheriff, when they do the wrong thing? Is this what it is? I can't believe people don't think that bad apples don't rot the whole bunch. Minneapolis is not just an isolated incident. It is rampant. It is rampant throughout all these police departments, and they don't want you to know about it. The state covers its ass and then promotes people like this. This is Pork Chop. Thanks for listening.